There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I run, go check them out. My next guest is no stranger to breaking things in the United States. He breaks things that nobody else likes to talk about from time to time. He and his buddy Mike Vanderbo broke a little aberration of happening in the Republic called Fast and Furious. He is a national gun rights examiner. He writes for his own blog. Just search his name, and you go in, I don't know how many different directions. We're joined again by David Codrea. Good morning, sir.
Bill, always great to be with you.
The Brian Terry family, they came on my show a week ago today, and you were kind enough to write about their appearance on there. You've gotten a hold of the letter they sent. What are your impressions coming off of that? What do you think about that?
I think that the Brian Terry family is, you know, trying to get justice and trying to get, the Congress to move. Unfortunately, here's the thing, and this is an experiment I just did. Are you handy with a keyboard right now while we're talking on the radio, and your listeners can try this too?
I can certainly try it, yes, sir.
And what I want you to do, and what I want everybody listening to do, is put the name Kent Terry into the Google search bar and put quotation marks around it so that is the only result that will be returned. And then when you do a search on Kent Terry, that'll take you to the Google hit results on Kent Terry. Then up at the top of Google, there's a bunch of different categories, for instance, web, news, images, maps, videos, etc.
Right.
And if you just click on the news category and you see what's being reported about Kent Terry recently, and particularly about our episode, with him and his sister being on your program, and my follow-up article reporting on that, you'll see that there is only one result, and that goes to my story about your show. The rest of the media has absolutely ignored this, and this is proof positive, Bill. We put it out on national radio through your program. We put it out in my national column, as you correctly introduced me. You know, we talk about breaking things that no one else is talking about. This is just one more case in point. What could be more important than getting the government of the United States to look into this criminal enterprise, Fast and Furious, which has resulted in the deaths of two agents and untold hundreds estimated of Mexican nationals, and yet we see silence, crickets, chirping. This is proof positive. You don't have to take my word for it. If you did what I just told you to do, you can prove it to yourself. And in terms of Grassley writing a sternly worded letter, you know, that's fine and good. You know, he and Jason Chaffetz were absolutely right in doing that sternly worded letter. But what it comes, you know, Mike Vanderbilt, I think, put it in best terms. I don't know if you've seen the puppet movie Team America World Police done by the creators of South Park.
I have.
And he's got Hans Blix, the UN inspector, inspecting North Korean agreement with weapons inspections and things like that, and Kim Jong-il. And basically, what are you going to do about it, Hans? He goes, we're going to write a very angry letter. And that's it. That's it. Come on. So that I guess is my reaction to Kent Perry and his sister demanding justice and demanding that the United States government get to the bottom of the truth. For whatever reason, the administration has gotten away with stonewalling. You know, I still don't know where the court case is in terms of proceeding with contempt of Congress against Eric Holder. What more needs to be discovered? When the next step in that process is going to be, and what, if anything, is going to happen with it. But the bottom line is, everyone involved in these decisions that have resulted in deaths has basically gotten away with it and gotten transfers.
Let me ask you a question. Part of the things that we see in the letter is that after Brian Terry was murdered, that I'm not sure if it was the ATF or the DOJ, that they descend upon his house, they take all of his guns, they take all of his computers, and they block everybody out of the house until May. What possible reason would they have for doing that?
That is something that, you know, without actually having knowledge, all we can really do is speculate.
Can go wild with that, can't we?
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe he had evidence that, you know, space aliens had invaded the White House and taken over. I mean, you can come up with all kinds of outlandish theories. I don't know. The bottom line is, putting stuff out there without having some kind of credible source, giving you some kind of credible information that you can test and that you can vet, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's best left for message boards, I guess.
Well, let me and sometimes radio host David. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, typically, the only reason you would take things is if they're evidence, right?
Typically. One would think.
So, you know, one of the things that I wonder about is I don't know exactly where in the hierarchy Brian Terry was. Was he just a regular common, putting my life on the line, is it my turn to carry the M4 today, Border Patrol agent, or what was he when he was on duty?
Yeah, as far as I know, I have no information, certainly, that Brian Terry was anything more than a frontline troop on what was supposedly a routine patrol, coming up with the type of encounters that these guys do on a routine basis when they're out there alone at night and risking their lives.
Well, I guess my question is, the only reason you take a gun or guns is if you're looking for a certain type of gun, which we know Fast and Furious guns would have been primarily of the AK type. So that'd be, I'd be doing racial profiling on the guns looking for that, but I don't know what guns he owns.
Bill, you'll have to excuse me. I'm recovering from a chest cold for the past week or so.
I fully understand recovery from chest issues.
Okay, I'm going to have to break and cough every once in a while, so I apologize to you, and I apologize to your audience. Hold on half a second.
This is the drama of real life, live radio.
And guess what? I'm mortal.
Okay. You're mortal. The computer part of it. You know, it makes it seem like he either had evidence or he knew something was going on and they were looking for it or they were afraid he might have known something.
It certainly does. And with the surreptitiousness with which this has been done, with the lack of response to find out why, you know, you may find out that there was a mundane reason. You may find out that there was a totally disconnected reason. You may find out, excuse me, Bill, I'm sorry, this morning just not working out for me.
Well, I tell you what, before we start in on this, let's fall back, you take a break, I'm going to take a break, we'll both take a 5-minute break, and you can go and get some Robitussin or something, or whatever you want to do.
I'm going to do that exactly. Okay, good.
We'll be right back. My guest this hour, the National Gun Rights Examiner, David Codrey, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I just about lost my place. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Yes, I was thinking out loud when I said that. Go check them out. My guest this hour is the National Gun Rights Examiner. If you do a search for that, he is the first man that pops up. He has colleagues, but I primarily go to him. His name is David Kodria. He writes the War on Guns blog. He writes for Gun Magazine. You write for everybody, so that's why I like you so much. You're just so cerebral.
And I cough for everybody too. Okay.
Well, that gives me hope that I can maybe attain your level one day. Now that I know that you're mortal.
don't make me laugh, or I'm going to start into the seizure again.
Let's not do that. Now, as far as the Border Patrol and everything is concerned, to me, you know, my first question is just off of this letter. How come this never came out prior to this? Were the Terry siblings? And the letter doesn't indicate anything. And from talking to them, I don't get it. Were they just trying to? Were they being gullible? Were they looking, well, the government, you know, the government takes care of things, and Brian did work for them, and surely to God, they didn't do anything that inadvertently got him killed. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, that would properly best be answered by
the Terry
family. Okay, my understanding and my interpretation of that, because I have been corresponding off and on through social media and emails with Kent Terry for some time now, and on a more limited basis with his sister. And there have been times where I have wanted to get information from them, and they've had to be circumspect. And what we have to understand is that the family has legal considerations. They have an attorney. And so you need to be very circumspect about what you publicly say and what you put out there, and make certain that your attorney, you know, has sanctioned that and said that, yes, this is in the interests of the appropriate collection of evidence, and that this is going to allow our cases, our legal claims to go forward, and to allow the truth to come out. And you don't want to jeopardize that. I mean, you know, guys like me, I love having exclusive stories. I'm always getting people that are contacting me saying, please report on this. I'm in this kind of trouble, and this is gun rights related trouble, and you know, people need to know about this. And my first response is always, look, I would love to be able to do this, but there are legal repercussions that are going to come back onto you. Therefore, before I'm willing to proceed, I need to know that we have the blessing of your attorney to go forward with this and make this information public, because even though my intentions are good and I'd love to help you, what do I know about that? And I could end up, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I could, through wanting to come out with this necessary information for readers and wanting to have the claim to an exclusive scoop, I could end up doing damage to good people. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror, and we have to be able to live with the consequences of our actions. And so it's always, and you'd be surprised how many people contact you, and they want to publicize things, and they haven't vetted it with their attorneys, and their attorneys say, no, no way, this will ruin everything. And so I would have to think that that's probably an element. But again, I'm just talking to Bill right now, and we're just having a chat around the campfire and blue skying things in terms of what the actual facts of the situation are. It's got to be put to the Terrys. Why is it that this timeline took so long for us to learn this information? And I know that they've been trying to go through the system and cross all their T's and dot all their I's and do everything properly. I suspect that at some point they've gotten frustrated that they're ever going to see any kind of justice, and perhaps this was an act of just, you know, frustration that we're tired of keeping our mouths shut. We shouldn't have to keep our mouths shut any longer. This is stuff that needs to be out there. And again, I think that the real story here is it's very easy for a member of the press to check up on this now. They have enough information. They have a thread out there that they can pull, and they can unravel an entire fabric if they do that. The problem is they're not doing it, as that little experiment that we did when at the beginning of the segment when I said put Kent Terry's name into Google and then find out how many news stories are out there, and it's only mine about your program, Bill. And so this, again, just like with Fast and Furious, the mainstream press is ignoring it because it does not support a narrative. And quite frankly, many of them who aren't, you know, outright subversives are too ignorant to understand a story when it's dropped in front of them because they just don't know enough about it. Which is why, you know, you see reporters talking gun stories and they'll do an illustration showing a bullet coming out of a barrel and it'll still have the casing attached to it.
Yeah.
Or they'll be talking about, you know, machine guns and it'll obviously be a semi-auto, or they'll be, you know, talking about his service revolver and the department's been using Glocks for the last 20 years. You know how it goes.
I do. Have you got time to hang on for another segment or two?
I can do one more segment, and I'm in the middle of another can of worms right now, but I can give you one more.
Well, I'm probably wanting to talk about the can of worms. Let's set this up. We're coming up on the next break. You know, David, I would love the Springfield line of polymer pistols, and I just can't do it as best I can. I mean, I just don't like them. And that's sort of the way it is with the NRA. Every time I want to try to like the NRA, the NRA does something, and you and your buddy Vanderbo sort of blown that lid open. And that's something we can talk about in the next segment. Is that what?
I can give you some limited information on that.
Okay, well,
more than what we've publicized, but. You know, this is something else that's going to be coming out over the next few days. As a matter of fact,
we got 30 seconds till the break. Hold on to that, and then let's do that in the next segment, and then I can let you go, and you can cough to your heart's content.
There you go.
Tell everybody how they find David Kodrya.
Oh, real easy. You just said it, David Kodrya. It's my name, DavidCodrea. Search on that. Search on my website is davidkodrya.com. That'll take you over to the Gun Rights Examiner columns. It redirects to that. My blog is waronguns.com. And I'm at Guns Magazine, gunsmagazine.com.
Roger that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolster.com. Go check them out. My guest this hour, the National Gun Rights Examiner, the War on Guns blogmeister, the Guns Magazine writer, David Kodria. David, you and your colleague Mike, you guys discovered something. So, I mean, just when I thought it was okay to get back in the water, you guys come up with another thing. So, just to give you a little background on this, folks, this is something that the ATF and the NRA are going to get together on. Go ahead, and you've got some stuff in your column about it.
Yeah,
tell us what you can tell us.
Okay. Basically, everybody knows that the ATF has all kinds of conflicting rulings and classifications, and they're not consistent with their interpretation of the law. To the point where they've got a filing system with over 300 cubic feet, and this is as of 10 years ago, so who knows what it's like today, of rulings and classifications and things like that that are just on paper in file cabinets, and that's why we continue to get conflicting rulings. This stuff has not been put into a searchable database so that we can see what the truth is and whether or not the rulings conflict with each other. Well, there is this shotgun-like firearm that has a pistol grip attached to it, has a 14-inch barrel, is over 26 inches in overall length so that it's not classified as concealable, and ATF basically classified this as neither shotguns because it doesn't have a buttstock attached to it, nor as National Firearms Act destructive device or any other weapon or any other kind of classification. And a lot of people have been buying and owning these things. And the problem is, by statute, any firearm that has a bore diameter greater than half inch is a destructive device under the National Firearms Act. Only shotguns that are particularly suited, quote-unquote, sporting purposes are exempt from this provision. That's why street sweepers and, other things like that in 12-gauge are classified as destructive devices. And the bottom line is, rather than go ahead and admit that they misclassified this, they have basically our information, and it came from multiple sources within the industry, is that a deal is attempting to be worked out where Congress is looking into getting a report, and I don't have the names of the members of Congress. I am told it is a bipartisan effort. You're going to have to put the pieces together for yourself in terms of when Congress wants a report, who is it that they go to? And unfortunately, again, the way that works is that we are not allowed to know the names of the people who actually requested it. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the labyrinth that we're dealing in. Now, our sources have further told us that in order to correct this, they're going to come up with a tweak on the sporting use language that the government uses. And again, I can't get into the specifics of what that is.
Right.
But we're told that as a result of that, that certain Democrats were insisting that if they were going to go along with that, they were going to want to have an ammunition import ban on certain types of ammunition, which we're told is, you know, stuff like tracers and armor piercing and stuff like that. I think that the green tip thing was probably a catalyst and a revelation of something that's going on behind the scenes, and that they are working with lobbyists who traditionally help them come up with language, up to and including ghostwriting language that they use. And that's kind of where we're at. Mike Vanderbo went to the NRA annual meeting in Knoxville, and he was further tracking this stuff down, and he managed to get Chris Cox, the director of National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. That's their political arm.
Right.
And Mr. Cox has categorically denied the story and has described it as, well, the initials are BS. And,
ooh.
Okay, and so we have that categorical denial on record. So now what we're left with is, we're left with Mike and I having this story where there are people who have given us information who are credible sources, who have been proven themselves in terms of past information, giving us information that checks out, and I've had different corroborating details fed to me by totally unrelated sources who are unaware of us being part of this developing story, and they don't know any of the pieces we put together have corroborated details of it for me. So we're starting to form a picture, and we're continuing on that course because we're pretty confident in the reliability of our sources. And so we're going to continue doing what we do, which is to quietly build our case and to quietly accumulate evidence. Not so quietly, because I mean, we're publishing as we go along. Look, one of the criticisms that's been leveled is that, you know, we're talking in generalities. Well, we have to.
Okay.
number one, because when you have a source that's a confidential source, you don't out that person if you expect that person ever to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, if this is something that requires gun owners to be aware, it's like you're on the wall, you're expecting the Mongols to attack, and now all of a sudden you see the horizon, a dust cloud, which indicates that, you know, that the Mongols are coming, right?
The Mongols are on the move.
Okay, so what do you do? If you're on the tower, do you just keep quiet that you see the dust cloud because you can't tell, you know, how many horses there are and what the components are and what the details are? Or do you, you know, alert people, hey, there's a cloud of dust on the horizon, it's coming this way, and
incoming.
This is what it indicates.
Incoming.
Okay. So what do you do? And this is kind of where we're at. It's a developing story. Our sources are good, and NRA denies it, so we're just going to have to see what we can put together after this. It's a lot of fun, man. You know, you stick yourself out there, and, you know, you work without a net, and, you know, you better not fall. That's all.
Better not fall. One of the things that you left out is that in all of this putting together of everything, the NRA gets credit for everybody that owns a Mossberg cruiser not becoming a felon. They get credit for working that out. Our heroes.
Well, we will just have to see how this is going to work out, Mr. Frady. You know, it's like after I get off of this, I've got a conference call, and hopefully my Dayquil is going to continue working, and I'll be able to participate in the conference call without, you know, too much coughing.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to continue building on this, and we're going to continue amassing evidence from other sources. I've got an industry source that has told me that Mossberg's attorneys have said no more are they going to be selling components without ATF paperwork. Okay, this came from a source completely apart from the people that I was working on developing this story with.
Right.
And it was the reason I left out these pistol grip shotgun-like firearms from my last Guns Magazine article, which was about all the different ATF classifications and interpretations and contradictions and things like that. I left that piece out because that was information that came across just before my piece went to publication. Okay? I have had another industry source telling us that they have not been able to get calls returned to them since the end of March. So we are where we are. Okay? And we're just going to have to continue building.
All right. Well, go do your conference call. That's it for us. I will be in touch. Thank you very much for joining me.
10-4. Thanks, man.
All right. Gun Rights Examiner David Kojic. Go check him out. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, the Scorpion line, the original line. The Scorpion line is the third generation. I'm still using, for the most part, the original line because it is just so unbreakable. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. For those of you on the left coast, especially around the Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara area, I will be joining Andy Caldwell later on today. For those of you who may want to pick it up, just proving once and for all that not all radio in California can possibly be liberal. Andy Caldwell show later on today. Now, where'd my stuff go? One thing that, I want to like a problem, which is the NRA. I want to like them. And they keep slapping me around. I keep feeling just stupid for wanting to do it. But that's okay. That's okay. Being an activist and an advocate is a lonely job. I guess I'll just have to continue on my lonely self, with my lonely self, me and you. Rand Paul was not invited to talk at the NRA convention. I don't know that Rand Paul is necessarily the end-all be-all as far as a Republican candidate for president. Some of his stuff I like, some of his stuff I don't like, and, I'm mature enough to understand which way to go on certain things like that. But he wasn't invited along with the rest of the other presidential people, like Ben Carson. Ben Carson was invited to speak at the NRA convention, and primarily what he was there for was to clarify his Second Amendment stance, which that continues, I guess, to evolve. And if it's not already in stone, he's not the guy. I'm sorry. He's less of an amateur than Barack Obama is. Ben Carson's not the guy. Just because he talks right and he's a good doctor, great doctor from my understanding. Politician, not so good. But Ben Carson's invited to speak. Rand Paul isn't. Rand Paul has been doing fundraising for the National Association of Gun Rights. And what we have here is, we have a little rivalry going on and a little, some snubbings going on. And this for me encapsulates exactly what is wrong with the conservative movement. We don't know how to marshal our forces. We don't know how to put everything together. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, senior senator of my state, and Mick Huckabee, who has largely just been a radio host on the Salem Broadcasting Network, and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, they were all invited to speak. I don't look at any of those three as viable candidates. Mick Huckabee is a wannabe, okay? And he's milquetoast, folks. If we need a presidential candidate that's going to come out and say, I'm going to reverse everything Barack Obama's done, okay? I'm going to repeal Obamacare. All these treaties are done. The UN Arms Trade Treaty, I'm going to take a match to it. The treaty against, about treaties from Versailles from the 70s that Nixon signed that's been sitting there and has been laying there languishing, and we have to observe all these treaties that the wrong side, I'm going to burn that one. Gun control is done. I'm going to, we need somebody like that. Everybody thinks, and politicians, if they were, if I was getting paid as a consultant, I got out there and said, well, let me explain something to you, Mr. Candidate. You got to get out there and perform, okay? You got to be like a seal with a horn. They want to hear what they got to hear, and you need to go out there and articulate it to them if you really believe it. That's where the blank stares come in. Now, within the gun advocacy groups, okay, there's a lot of dynamics that go on out there. And it's interesting to watch simply because, you would think we all have the same goals, right? We all have the same goals. And yet, there are certain people that do what I do, that if somebody like Gottlieb or the NRA or any of them do something that is beyond the pale for what I would consider to be even, if it's compromise, if it's an outright caving in, they will say nothing about it. They will tell you, well, they've done more for the Second Amendment than you've done in your entire life, leader. You know, they do more in a week than you do all of your life. Tough. As far as that goes, as far as I'm concerned, it's what have you done for me lately? That's the way it works out. That's like getting out there and saying, well, when I committed treason, that completely that should have been offset my completely 20-year career of meritorious service. Really? So, that's item number one. We've got to figure out the NRA, the NADR, which is I'm not going to say anything about them. Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, Firearms Coalition, all these groups need to coalesce. Is that going to happen? No way. To a certain degree, I understand why most people are not a member of a national gun rights organization that own guns. Because you've got 134 million gun owners, and you've got a grand total of, what, 6.5 million paying members of the national gun rights organizations. That's a very small minority of the gun ownership being represented by these guys. They, big room, Gun Owners of our National Rifle Association has more members than South Carolina has residents, to give you a sense of scale. But still a minority. That's still a minority. Certainly not the 800-pound, combined, not the 800-pound gorilla that they make the NRA out to be. Since the NRA is considered that, it would be nice to see them be what they could be. Now, NAGR President Dudley Brown said Wednesday that Rand Paul is the only current or likely 2016 candidate affiliated with his organization. One of the reasons we still have Lindsey Graham as a senior senator was with the, I think it was 4 or 5 Republicans that wanted to primary him. They got out there and they cultivated the NAGR. And when the NAGR got out there and got ready to endorse a candidate, the NAGR endorsed them all. All of them. Nobody stood out. Nobody was the savior. Nobody was the actual Second Amendment champion, according to the NAGR. They were all good against Lindsey Graham. That's not an endorsement. That's a cop out. That's a cop out. Um, Director Chris Cox of the NRA dismissed the NAGR as an organization concerned more with raising money for its consultants than with advancing pro-gun legislation. However, Dudley Brown does call out people like Alan Gottlieb. There's a little feud going on there. He's accused Gottlieb of endorsing a registry by getting out there and saying that, you know, the backing for the universal background check that Gottlieb did in 2013 is backing a registry, which is what they would have to have in order to make that work. So, gosh. All these guys have got to learn how to play well together. And certainly, if it's about the welfare of the nation, all of these little petty grievances need to be set aside. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I'm almost certain it isn't. As a matter of fact, and it's a shame. It's a big shame. And tomorrow I will lead with this because this would have been good. For all of you that drive a car in today's world, we'll lead off tomorrow with the 8 tactics for vehicle self-defense. Just because I never got to. If we're going to take the Republic back, folks, and if we're going to do it in a peaceful manner, it's going to take a coalescence on the part of the patriots. We've got to put a few things aside, look at the prize. We can fight after we get there. We can have our petty grievances after we get there. They'll still be there. I don't have to like you, you don't have to like me, but we can certainly work together. And if we can work together, we can win. If only the NRA, the NAGR, the 2AF, the GOA, and all of the other gun rights alphabet organizations knew that. If they would only figure that out. If they would only just coalesce. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.